It's time for Making Sausage, where we get a chance to take a look at the messy business of politics. Senator Amy Klobuchar was the first woman elected to represent Minnesota in the U.S. Senate, and she was just reelected to her third term by a large margin. She's reelected, she's back at work, and Senator Amy Klobuchar joins us on KEXE, KBXE this morning to tell us about some of the legislation she's been involved in, like the Farm Bill, food safety, USDA, and her efforts to coordinate a federal response to chronic wasting disease. Amy, congratulations, and thanks for being back.
Oh, well, thanks, Heidi. Thanks, John. It's great to be on.
So what's going on with the Farm Bill right now?
Wow, big news. A tentative agreement Chairman Roberts has announced. Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, was just talking to him yesterday. Of course, until we get it all printed out today and out there, you don't want to say it's an agreement, so we'll just say it's tentative. But that's really good news for Minnesota. As you know, it's everything from our crops to our forestry to forest management to making sure that we've got nutrition programs in place, which is really important in the area in northern Minnesota. And then also making sure we've got conservation in place, which is important to our hunters. And the farm programs actually are some of the biggest conservation programs we've got, and that means making sure our fields are there for our deer and our pheasants. And so we're pretty excited about the whole package. The Senate had a really big bipartisan vote a few months ago on our bill, which was 86. We don't get that many for a volleyball resolution. 86 out of 100 senators supported it, including Ted Cruz. And so we were having some negotiations with the House, ably led by Colin Peterson from Minnesota, and we finally got this done. And it's tentative, like I said, but we're pretty excited about moving this before the end of the year. Crop prices have been really low, and dairy's had some trouble, and we think it's really important with all the tariffs out there to show consistency to the rest of the world that we're behind our farmers and our foresters and our ag community.
Amy, I wonder if you'd talk a little bit more about, you mentioned pheasant hunting and deer hunting. You know, this is a huge part of the tradition of Minnesota, but it's also important to our economy. I know you're working on some things having to do with chronic wasting disease. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, I had a meeting on Sunday with the deer hunters as well as the DNR about what's been going on there. This is something that started in Wisconsin a few years back, and now in some parts of Wisconsin, not all, 40 to 50% of the deer are infected. And this is a neurological disorder that goes into the brains of deer or elk. And it is not a good thing. Of course, it depletes populations. There's been no evidence of effect on humans when they eat it, but those studies are still going on. And it's had a decrease in the number of deer hunters' licenses in Wisconsin. And, of course, that's a big part of our economy in Minnesota. So Republican Senator in Mississippi, Roger Wicker, and I have asked the USDA to take this on in a bigger way along with the Department of Interior to track it, to try to figure out what tools we should be using, if there's some solution here. And so that's where we are, because it's just quietly spreading across the country. So there's dozens of states now that have seen it.
So why is it better to have some federal legislation there? I mean, there's state legislation that DNR is doing a lot, but how does that help it?
Well, right now for testing and things like that, the state deer hunting licensing money has been going toward that. And then in some states, they don't have as much of that, so they're hardly doing any of it. And then we're not really tracking it, and it's spreading. So in addition to asking them to track with the resources that we have this disease better, we also are trying to get some funding that is set aside for this and to help the states deal with this. Because, you know, the deer hunting business in Minnesota, aside from that, it's a great part of our quality of life. I think no one knows better than northern Minnesota. You know, it's like a billion-dollar business there, and we want to make sure that that keeps strong in our economy. And if you start having more and more deer infected, you're going to have less and less hunters.
So, Amy, I'm assuming that this research and this problem is going to take quite a while to resolve, even if we resolve it.
Oh, it is, because this was, you know, first diagnosed in Wisconsin over 10 years ago. So you know, so it's been going on quite a while. It's just been smaller, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger in terms of the numbers. And I think that's what's hard about this is we really don't know what it is. We do know that Wisconsin is ground zero for where it started. And, of course, we're right next door. And so, you know, we've seen it more in southern Minnesota rather than in northern Minnesota.
Well, Amy, I know you're busy, but before you go, tell us a little bit about what you've been working on having to do. You've mentioned the USDA, but food safety. What do you mean by that? What are you working on?
Well, that is, you know, you saw this recent romaine lettuce outbreak. So that's about when you suddenly have something get in our food supply and then they recall it. It's very expensive and, of course, scary for consumers and sometimes deathly for consumers. We saw that with the peanut butter from Georgia when they had an infected plant. So obviously the first thing is food safety measures, making sure that plants are following things about rules and ag workers are, and if they're not, that they get fined so that they don't do it again. That's one thing. But then the second piece of it is that when those notices are made to the public, that we make sure that they are done appropriately, that people are told the extent of the risk, and that you don't overdo it if you don't need to, and that you have the right product. I don't know if you remember a few years back when it was the peanuts that were the source of salmonella. At first it was reported tomatoes and different things, and it really created a big problem. And it was the University of Minnesota that ultimately has figured out what a lot of these national foodborne illnesses are. So that's when I set up the Centers of Excellence a few years back and got funding to help places like the University of Minnesota do their work and do that regionally to have a center for excellence in different parts of the country.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, you can connect with her as your U.S. Senator through her website, klobuchar.senate.gov. Amy, thanks so much for talking with us. We'll check in with you again soon.
Great. Really fun to be on, and have a great day.
You too.